Mar Makomas. There are additional copies over here. Let's review briefly what we spoke about last couple of days. Both that we began with the Sugan of Kuf Gimel and Aleph, we have a concept of segregation of Lo Nichle and Machlokas between Tosus and the Aruch. And it's a very remarkable combination that we saw in Tosus and we saw Rav Avadya Zichrono Livracha Paskens as well as Halacha. We thought on Thursday, segregation of Lo Nichle by the Rabbonans is permissible. We try to explain this concept, and everything we've said until now is based on one fundamental Hakir, which we saw on the screen. Kovet Shur B'Ksubas Simen Yud Ches. What's pshat in segregation? Is segregation considered a mechavin? If it's a mechavin, then it should not apply to Lo Nichle. So writes the Aruch himself. So writes the Rosh in the 16th parak. Or no, it's a new concept. And the new concept is a little more difficult to define. To consider a mechavin, there's no problem. So you're a mechavin, that's all easy. But if you're not a mechavin, and Dabba Shein Meskavin is mutter, so then why is it also? So we use the phrase called Chad Maisa, that was my phrase, based on what Rabbi Chanan said, which means, as he put it, that we'll call it B is Nichlal and A. You know, so A is what you're doing. A stands again for actual, and B is the would-be prohibition. So you get the A and the B. So according to the Aruch, when you do A, since B is inevitable, you'll label it as a Mechaben on B, but if you couldn't care less about B, so what's the difference? And you're not a mechavan on B. However, if the pshat is that A and B are one, B is nichlal and A, it's kol chad maisa, then the fact that you're mechavan and A suffices. And therefore, even though it's a situation of lo nichle, you would be chayev anyway. That's a mechana, that's not me. That's already, he just changed the phrase, but the concept is already printed in Sefer Kovetz Shurim. What we spoke about is trying to take that yisod and to elaborate upon it further. And we said the concept of Chad Maisa is very expansive and can help us explain many things. According to different posts, we'll see today yet another twist. Different posts can take that concept and could either, in the case of Rabbi Chanan, Rabbi Osai, the concept of Chad Maisa is a chumrah. What's the chumrah? That even though it's lo nichle, it's nonetheless prohibited. I am not a mechavan. You're not a mechavan. Who cares? You're not a mechavan on B. You're mechavan on A. B is included in A. It's a chumrah. The same concept could be used lekula in a number of specific circumstances. Let's review a little bit we spoke about. One is the case we started with, segregation by the rabbonans. You may recall we saw it in Shir, the Mishnah Berurah discussed at length in some Shin Yudal and Sif Aleph. The Mechaba of Aran Bet Yosef seems to hold that segregation by the Rabbonans are mutter, period. Period. Mutter. How can that be? If a general principle called the Tikkun Rabbonan, Ke'ein Daraisa Tikkun. So how can it be possibly even mutter? So we explained, based on the Sefer Meshe Chochma, tells us that the nature of Yisurim the Rabbonan is that you're rebelling against the authority of the Chachamim. It's only considered a rebellion, it's a direct approach. I will not obey. Rabbis say, don't do it, I'm going to do it. But if I don't, directly contravene the rabbinic ruling. Rather, they said, don't do B. And I do A, so perhaps it's permissible. Why? I didn't rebel against them. They said, don't do B, I just did A. Elamai will tell me the svara of Chad Maisa. Chad Maisa doesn't apply. Why does it apply? Because the nature of an Easter Rabbon is not an Easter of Maisa. It's an Easter we call merit. It's a rebelling. And therefore, since I'm not rebelling, I cannot be considered culpable on that basis. So here, the other way around. Segregation should be considered to be a mechaven on B. So of course, also by the Rabbonis as well. However, if you consider segregation to be what we call in our language Chad Maisa, so then when it comes to the Rabbanan's pass, it wouldn't apply. That's how we explain Tosus not good given. This is a review from Wednesday still. That perhaps Tosus holds that both Tanum of the Chakir are correct. Segregation can be a violation from the perspective of Mechavin, as well as the perspective of Chad Maisa. Either one, keep that in mind now, either one would be enough to make you chayav. However, If it's obscuration below nichale by the rabbanon, as I explained to you, it's not 0 + 0 = 1. A half plus a half equals 1. Obscuration below nichale means not a mechaven, and the rabbanon means not called chad ma'isa. Memele it's mutter. We're both on this review. This is what we spoke about already on Wednesday. This you sold. Okay, that's an explanation of this concept which we found over here of segresha v'lo nichli by the rabbanon, which again the source is posted on the Kuf Gimel. We saw Rav Avadya takes issue with the Chazon Ish. The last few lines here in Tosfos. Look inside. V'ya Shloma. Everyone please look. The last few lines in Tosfos on the Kuf Gimel. The last few lines. What did Tosfos say? V'ya Shloma. The also tikkun mu'ah. Kimo miut anavim. It's lo asam ad rabbanan lo goz v'chacham v'sheronem. So the Chazon Ish made a big deal at the expression tikkun mu'ah. Ah! This is not even a real rabbanan. It's less than that. Then and only then the Tosfos say this is so. The Ravadito goes to great lengths say it's not the case. He goes to Tosfos himself, the Yuma, and says, no, it's a full fledged rabbanan. And the Ravadito puts it so nicely. There are those who say it's a Doraisa. So why should we say that the rabbanan are fighting from one extreme to the other? One says it's Doraisa, others say it's not even a real rabbanan. See, he rejects that. He says it's a real rabbanan, it's put there anyway. This is a critical part of Ravadito's analysis we saw in Chelekei or Achaim Simchav Zayin. Cutting Beis and Gimel, Rav Avadya has Beis and Tosfos enough to Gimel and Manal. Fine. We spoke for a while about the idea of Dvorim. A Dvorim, the Mino Nitzo, the Eber Mino Nitzo, the Sugya Masech, the Shabbos, Afman Gimel, and the Sugya, which may not be real in the Beis and Aflam and Vav, where the Gemara does ask the question, right? And the Gemara's answer may be saying, maybe, the segregation by the Rabbanan is Mutter. That's what it seems to be saying according to the opinion of the Maran Bet Yosef, that the Vorim is Ein B'mino Nito, and then the Segresha is permissible. Others disagree strongly and say no, it is in fact prohibited, and the Vorim is Ein B'mino Nito. The whole discussion, which I'll go into the details of right now. I just want to discuss that my Yisod, which I thought was a big Kiddush on the level of the Rabbanon, based on the Meshachach, but the same author in the Or Sameach, in the Chos Lulav, Perkes Alach Ahei, that's what I consider to be a much bigger Kiddush. Namely, if a person is in violation of an Easter Shabbos with a Psegresha, he's only in violation of the Lo Saseh, Lo Sasekol Melacha. He's not in violation of the Aseh, of Shabbos, because the person is in effect Shoves in Melacha. The Halacha considers it to be Chad Maisa. That's a Halachic statement, but I didn't do anything really. And obviously, if you're Mechav, this throw makes no sense. So he seems to be going with the Mahalach. It's not a Mechav, as we call Chad Maisa. It's only an Easter of Loz, say, or the Easter is an Easter of Maisa. Then we apply it. But the Easter of Shiegufo Shobes, as Meir Simcha puts in our Sameach, would not have been violent. Then we call the Shita of Kuvetsis two Chidush in the Florim in the same paragraph, believe it or not, in Kesubas Tafeim and Beish in the Shita Yishon. One is it's Easter Daraisa, you're not Chayev Chatas. How do you explain that? How can it be? So we said, if you're Mechavan, it makes no sense. However, if you say it's a Chad Maisa, we can argue Chad Maisa works to make a Misa Doraisa. But where it says when it comes to a Korban Chatas, it says Lasos, right? You have to actually do it. It hasn't reached that level. That's what Chaim Shmulev has explained. This Sheet of the Kubesim Subis, based on the Osamech and Uchus Lula, it's not considered to be Lasos. You're not an actual Asiya, and therefore, Rabbi Osai, it'd be an Misa Doraisa, but not a chiv of chatas. You also explain the Ran and Chulin. It says there's no din of segresha when it comes to Isurei Hanoah. Once again, it's limited to Isurei Mais. Oh, what was the second bombshell chidush of the Shita Mekubetzes? That implies to Shari Isurim, Doraisa, but not to Shabbos. So the Rabban. Why? If it's a Mechavan, it doesn't make any sense. But if it's not a Mechavan, you can argue Shabbos is a higher threshold. Malevus Machshavus Osr Torah. You have to be a Mechaved Daf. You don't apply the principle of Chad Maisa level of the Raisa when it comes to Shabbos. So suggests Sheet of Mekubetzes in Subas Tafei. And then at the end of the Shir on Thursday, we talked about the Rosh in Perek Yudalid, who seems to say that the Aruch didn't say his piece with respect to Shari Surin, only with respect to Shabbos. It's hard to understand why that should be so. So we suggest on a logical basis, we suggested that Chad Maisa applies to Shari Surim, will not apply to Shabbos, because you need Malechas Machshavos. You need melechas not Shabbos. The same way that the Shita Mekubetz said, have segregation to Nichole, not a Daraisa, that's a extreme Shita, we could apply the segregation to Lo Nichole. That's what we could suggest. But then the question is, according to the Aruch himself, simple reading of the Rosh, as opposed to Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac Hover's reading, which is on Thursday, is that the Rosh claims the Aruch himself drew a distinction between Shabbos and Shari Surim. But the question became the Rosh, the Aruch brought a ride. We saw it inside on the screen in the Aruch itself. One of the rides he brought was from the Gemara of Kuf Lamed Gimel, where the Isra is of Shabbos, it's an Isra of Hishomer, when it comes to not cutting off a Negatzaras. The answer we gave is that there in Kuf Lamed Gimel as well, the Gemara quotes a special pasuk of Lassos, which tells you only Isra of Asiyah, if you're rubbing your shirt or rubbing your shoes, it wouldn't be a violation. So therefore, it's comparable, if you will, to Shabbos, according to this understanding of the Rosh. Shabbos itself, it says, Melechas Machshavas, we have to have a Seah, and so to apply to Ksitzas Baharis. Fine. The last point on Thursday, which I'm going to pick up right now, is the Chiddush Niflo, the Shulta Giborit, and Rashi and Zvachim Tzadi Aleph from the days, and presumably the Rambam as well, that the only time segregation ever exists is in a case where not only you're doing A, and the way in which you did A, B is an inevitable result, but there's no way in the world to do A without it leading to B. Rashi says famously in Zvachim, that if I could pour thin drops, tiny little drops, which would not extinguish the fire, be permitted to pour thicker drops. Because the situation itself does not require that my pouring of the water in the Mizbeach for the Nisachim would in fact lead to extinguishing the flame. That's the Rashi and Zvachim. Shulta Givorim said it over here in the Sechel Shabbos as well. And the Rambam presumably advocates that position. That's the Merkemes HaMishta we left off in the middle of on Thursday. Let's go back to it. By omitting the various Ukimtas, Rav Osai. The Gemara's Ukimtas, which we saw, where the Gemara has questions, the Gemara gives answers, and the Rambam left the answer out. And the question is, why does he leave them out? The Gemara is, let the Ara the Chavre. The Gemara says the only time there's no chiv of carbon for the smallest amount of making the ground nice is in what case? Of Ara the Chavre. The Ram didn't say that. Ram in Perakes Alokha Aleph said, Yechayev no matter what. And he didn't, even a Mashu. And then he says, if you don't have intention for that, but you only want the produce, Yechayev only for a larger volume. And the question is, Rabbeinu Mefarish, okay, Hod the Mashani Begumar Lot Shrika the Ovid Bechar Ara the Chavre, Lav Ikum Tehu Dab Raisa Ari with the Ovid Ara the Chavre. Because he left it out. Then it should have said, Hocha B'maya Skinam go to Ovid Ara the Chavre. What did Gemara say? Hochi Ka'oma or Lot Shrika. So what does Lot Shrika mean according to the Shita Saramba? Lot Shrika means there's a possibility of it being done in Ara the Chavre in a manner in which it's in fact of no use to you. Once that possibility exists, then even if it happens to be your particular field, it doesn't matter. Hold to Ara the Chavre. Okay? Let's go. With lo meshana the olam ba'aradi day, which ain't a tzarach lo. The levad of aradi day choshev tikun. I feel that a tzarach lo. It's considered to be a tikun if it's nichale. Arad chavre is the psikreisha lo nichale, as again he's quoting from the aruch, and he's saying that even if you're using your own land, it's still going to be permissible. Hilchas Sukkah as well. Ista shanachriti. Then it's lohavik kavanos lagat lachila segresha. If it's in your friends, you have other hadassim in hilchah. Ki les leinam yoshat achriti. How the davish enem iskaven kavanch ain kam segresha letikun mana. I use the expression. It's not a super segresha. Super segresha means there's no way to do A without B. No, here you have a case you can do A without B. Even though this particular case, it's impossible. It's your hosh. You don't have any other hadassim around. Doesn't matter. Hilchos Korban Pesach. Kev and the Motzi Avdi Bebarzi, you could skin the Korban Pesach in a manner which will not be over Nisar of Mavshid, the Lekha Hefshid, and Kavanos al Hotzi Pesach. Hilchinami Mavshid Gedarkom. You're flaying it, you're skinning it the regular way. Kev and Shen Kavanos al Hafshid al Havib Sikresha. So the Mekabas HaMishnah says in all these three cases, Ram left out the Gemara. There's a fourth case, which either he left out the Gemara or he had no Gemara. That's the case of the Gemara in Beis that Flam involved, where the Gemara said, how do you put your, we have it in Shabbos and Gimel, how do you cover the Machzela Shel Dvar? He left the window on the side. The Rambam left out, left the window on the side. He says, you got to cover it. How can it be? The answer is the same yourself. He doesn't mention it, it's a Girs issue. So it's the same yourself in all four places. The presumably the Rambam is of the opinion, as Rashi and the Shultim are explicit, Rambam by omitting the four Kimta seems to hold this way as well. Once was a Kimta, so then you don't even need to do Kimta. Even without the Kimta, we can apply the principle, it's not considered to be in the category of a Sikresh. Now, if you consider it to be a Mechavin, this makes no sense. If you consider it to be Chad Maisa, you can argue, when is it called Chad Maisa that's indivisible? I cannot do A without B. No way I can do A without B. But if I could have done A without B, just I didn't bother, you still cannot call those two indivisible. I could have done A without B. So I could have done A without B, Rabosai. It's not a psychration of Chad Maisa. You follow me? Here's where Hakira comes in. Again, most posts can disagree with the Rambam, and Rashi, and the Shulchan Gibor, and they quote the various Ukimtas. Shulchan Aruch quotes Ukimtas. Shulchan Aruch, we saw on I think Wednesday and Thursday, quotes the case of the Kaverishal. Machtel is the Kaverishal Dvorim, you have to leave a window on the outside. According to the Rambam, that wouldn't be required, nor Rashi Mishul the Giborim. Because the Mechaba passes a more traditional view based on the simple Shad the Gemara. It's only by Arad HaChavri, it's only by Islay Kevi, it's only by Hoshan Achrita, and it's only in the case of Barzi, when he's not laying it normally, he's just using tweezers to take the skin off. Okay, Rabosai? Good. So now let's continue. Let's continue. Rabosai, I want to make a suggestion. Not my suggestion, I don't think. I think it's a suggestion of the Rivosh. I want to first show it to you in a very brief citation, then I want to show it to you in the real, because it's so fascinating, historically, and we'll see. Please turn, Rabosai, to a Mishnah Berurah and a Shaar HaTzion at the end of Siman Shin Gimel. Fascinating. Rabosai, Sif Chav Zayin, very famous Sif. I'm sure when you were in high school, your Rebbe taught you this, and this is crazy. Asur Litzchok B'Masuk B'Shabbos. Can't call me here on Shabbos. Oh, all high school boys don't like this Shabbos. Okay? Why? She'ev Shor Shlo Ye'oku Soros. It's impossible that hair will not be pulled out. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sukkot and Pei Vav. Galkein, Afim, Eino, Mechava, Letishas, Aseir, Galkein, also why? The Havim Segresha. Watch Ayin Dalet and Shaar HaTzion. Ayin Dalet. Vafilu Laman Diyoma, the Segresha, the Lo Nichalei Shari, Kimo Shekosim, Sof Simen Shinchof, Mikol Makom, Kevan Shu Rotze, Bahafrodas Hasaros, Vizei Evsha Zulas Hasharas Hasaros, Have a kip secretion than Nichole, Rivosh. What's this? You know, it's low Nichole, it's considered to be Nichole. Now, not only that, if you take a look at the Mishnah Berurah back, right after we left off, Uva Gemara Isa, the Kol HaSorek, La Hashir Nimin Hamadul Dolin, brackets, Hainashir Nitloshin Tzatz, Vadayin Lo Nekal Lagarbe, Miskavin, Kidei La Hafir Heitev Sarosa. What does that mean? What he's saying over here, Rabosai, is not only is it a psikresha, it's an actual mechavin. But yet we always view it as a case of psikresha. How can it be? So one may make the following suggestion. What do we see pshat miyorach? The yorach said psikresha and nichle is mut. You know why? You're not labeled as a mechavin. Why not labeled as a mechavin? Because you're only doing A and you couldn't care less about B. Oh. Which means the yorach rejects the svara of chad maisa. What if I tell you that the Aruch would admit, in the case of Super Psegresha, that it is considered to be Chad Maisa? This, I believe, is the essence of what the Rivash said, as quoted in the Shaar Tzion, Ayin Dalet. Let's read it again. Ayin Dalet. Vafil leman diyama, the Aruch. Dipsik Rachel and Nichol Eshari, Shin Chav. We saw that on Thursday, Shif Sifin Ches. Vikoma Gon Kevin, she wrote the Vafrodes Hasaros, Vizayev Shulzulas Hasaros Hasaros, Habik Ipsik Rachel and Nichol. Why? It's a super Psik Rachel. Even Aruch will agree, it's Chad Mais. And therefore, the Rivash rejects the questioner who suggested it's permissible to comb your hair on the ground that we're going to follow the Aruch. Let's take a look. Okay, the Rivash in the classical Gedolim. You got to see the beginning of this truth. It's unbelievable. It's written, it tells you who he's writing it to. I would have thought to admit his name. Watch this. Then we're ready for some polemics, Rabbi Elsai. Once in a while, we're going to make it a little bit interesting in the Shia, a little polemics. It's poetry, but you know, in the Rishonim style. Those are the Rav Avadya style, right? The front of the Rav. He had a sharp style, you know? He got it from the Sfarish Gedolim, way back to the Rivash. Risicha, I've seen you. Ayel Menageach. You're a ram that is goring. The Karnayim Yotva. L'chol Karne Barzel. We'll sing about Bekam at the beginning. The Hamas Kochach HaTorutz. Tismarmar El Avire Boshon. The Shaleach Osan Lazozel. You know what we say? We have an English expression which is the equivalent of sending some Lazozel. I'm not going to tell it to you. It starts with letter H. Betetze chotzeitz lefotzeitz harayad. The comment to explode, to destroy the ancient mountains. Lesuach yivosolam, to climb the mountains and to attack. Bizam and anger. Eretz titzar. Alisa begderos asher hoyim imekedem lanuchoma. Ukli mashchoscha biyotcha. Makomos hagar. You're taking your implements to destroy. Mapas atalehem. Klei melchoma. Ma parats the parrots. I love this exclamation point here in the Bar Ilan. Who are you to make sure pirtza in Jewish law? No fel niver b'chomen is gava. Atasach Hashem kayom azeh. Wow, we said it's a technical phrase which we say every day. The positive, right? We said it this morning. Atasach Hashem kayom azeh. Make it the most negative. Chasafta zorach anetuyo. He doesn't say anything about Kodesh Baruch Hu, but he takes the worst. Amudei Shamayim lahashkil lematzava alarom chora apcha v'talim asfasloshen hoyu benech kachal govin. All the gedolim are like grasshoppers in here. He's a pesukim in Chumash. You all know if you're also a little tuned to Tanakh. I'm more acquainted with Chumash than with Nach, unfortunately, but I don't know Tanakh as much as Chumash. I know chagovin zeh kapul. This god is like a bean. Hamor agor ben Shlomo zal Rashi gila amukos atamen min choshech. Lo amur kol sosim uvehulas perusha uhaya kedaras seva chosim Rashi Shabbat Yaakov ishtam Rabbeinu Tam shekamo bepilpul lo niya meyacha shetam unechtam tamarach befiv shomer sinei abahara v'tochna zeh bezeh v'shulpulo v'oim v'ksichlo lo minozo kol chacham leiv hein gor yoga. I was afraid of Rashi Rabbeinu Tam except for this fellow v'sharak l'chom chach mitzofati mipiem anuchayim v'meyem anashos even though he's a Sephardi lo zachlo b'yenecha. You, this Chayim, Bengalipa, I don't know who he is. Never heard of him. They're nothing to you. Hein kulam kamar midli. Uchashachach mosnayim nechshav. Look at Gornish. Uchamotzanayim ha-shamayim ha-nechzav. Rashi of Enetam, all the giants of France. Takshav, you think, tiparnacha, your fingernail, is of a mikresim, is thicker than their bellies. Uveruach svasecha tamtir al-chalkosam eish gofris. You're pouring on them. It's fire, she's not much zon. Eitz v'gavim ha-shamayim, v'ruach z'alafas v'naz kosan, v'amarcha kol ha-yom, g'amachol leiv v'kamod. Do you think you're on their madre, you can argue with them? Of course, in today's world, there are people who think they can argue with anybody. There's no sense of any hierarchy. You can argue with anybody you want. Well, the Rivash is diatribe applies to other individuals as well. Okay. Well, the shochel of Abed Sachos Kehela Tamar Lo Sachos in Mitamu Hema Batot Hita doesn't bother you. Rashi Ben Atam says it's Tamei and all the Sefer you say it doesn't bother. Ben Necha Bishpatim Etzemu Galerum and Tzadikim Kabirim Lo Lo Cheker Tarshia Betach Lo Takvin. Then yes, Rehema Totate, no problem. Tachshav, look at this. Kula Nivru L'Shor Sefer. You think a Rashi Ben Atam and another Chachamim were born to serve you? I mean, this is a rank out, man. This is going on and on. I haven't started the tshuva yet. Just the introduction. Likros of Anach Avrech. Oh, like by Yosef. Should bow down and call you Avrech. It probably means the Chazal say Av v'chochm v'rach v'shonim. You're such a great guy. Losasim Levi Mikalku Lehema Yikalu Hema. They'll curse you. Something I thought the Lord. Would they curse you, bless? Al Kain Term Rishlema Bo Al Gavim Lo Motsu Mayim. But they were off the mark. Vani Minacha Vaderech Eshter V'gameshav Kehisi Nisrael Av Hashem Elokim Asli Lashon Limudim V'das Los Berus Ruchi Koach Avonim Kochi Kochad Ater Odifli V'ayafim Eim Nogu Yisr Hineu Minik B'tos. When's the tshuva going to start? Okay, that's, we can't read everything yet. Okay? Still, it's all this. Toti mazara zaros as far as machrios losar mavosenu. Olem yose titka asher posha yisur b'chol yisrael. Nipisof nipisvarim tidrosh kapirko lahatir. You have publicly been mocked when everyone in the world thinks it's awesome. Below techrad and beir shofa yitka. Based on the psukim. The laws of the Medina. Nimeinu la ra'inu ken kaftomelem mutarim atem. Umichamoni mori odeani. The tar asheretz. And the other matarenu, ibar se mekro, ibar se mesvara. Lo asher bnei kol, anu amos sipai mikol akore. Shemati keler amos simcha. Lo yisamamin. Amati believe you. Chodilu lezaken shekana chachma v'yoshem v'yeshiva. Shiom al smol shiyamin v'shika shiyakol v'yisurin. Shemeshmeres v'meshmeres. V'yore yore yodin yodin yati v'yisurin ayatir. Based on one Sanhedrin. These are all ranks. V'yemnira lo ezehet v'alochem neshu medama lo yasam aysem. You think it's mutter? Don't tell anybody. Write a tshuva somewhere in some arcane publication, or tell some gedolim and see if they agree with you before you make a public statement that it's mutter. But umamar also shall yiftach piv l'dar b'toal harishonim horlibam kepischa shalulum umamar rishonim k'malachim onu b'nayeno shabbos kufi beis mimenu lo nelam. What's he saying? If the Rishon like Malachim, we're like people. He's given the pshat of others. I spoke about it at a rabbinical convention a couple of months ago. It says in the Gemara Shabbos, take a look. Since he has the Gemara, open to the Gemara. Yeah, he quotes Shabbos. Even in the rank house, we can look at the Gemara. I mean, he quotes it. What's it say? Kuf Yud Beis? What's it say? Amud Beis? Take a look. We're on Kuf Beis already. So just turn 10 block. We'll see what it says over here. Kuf Yud Beis, Amud Beis. What does it say over here? Towards the bottom. If we shown him b'nei malachim, onu b'nei anoshim. If we shown him b'nei anoshim, onu k'chamorim. V'lo k'chamor asher Pinchas ben Yor, etc. K'shah chamor. It's a pretty strong statement. What does it mean? The way he's learning pshat, not the simple pshat. He's saying that if we treat the Rishonim like malachim, then we're entitled to the title of human being. If we treat the Rishonim as plain people, we try to go eyeball to eyeball with them, it won't work. Ono kechamoru. As I told you about last week, about the go vainayim theory of new midrash, where you could go toe to toe with Avraham Avinu, or Yitzchok, or Yaakov, and say whatever you want about them, Rachmana Litzlan. Same thing over here with Rashi Ben Atam. Who do you think you are, this fellow, whatever his name is? You're going to say Rashi Ben Atam wrote this like this, and publicize it, with no backing whatsoever against every gadol in the whole world? Gam pomer rabos hail the echad mitalmid echad gaya talmidim nekola chabura ki ro osla biyom haShabbos. Far, let me get to it. Misalsa b'sarcha b'sare. The Talmud said he saw you publicly. I don't know, the guy combs. People from here grind the combs. Since he guys combs in the pocket, you see that? So on Shabbos, he took out his comb in his pocket. His comb went there before Hesed. The Talmud told me. So what I do? Ka'arti bo ben Zifa. I yelled at him. Ba'yisibo mara zorek. I thought, you're crazy. You're saying Rav Shara about your Rebbe? Ata k'shloach ala hamyucha shemeda. Her Rav Chizdoi Shlomo. Natri Rachmona. Kuntrischo harisha. V'gam ha'sa shein. Risi ha'kosu bohen. V'yin ha'srika. Etc. Risi b'vachish heter. Berot feyu. We have Bakash Shalom Berot feyu. Bakash heter Berot feyu. Uhuti los kahu pericha. Uma'astas me'ashiloach ha'holcha b'me'ashar. Divi Rishon was out. Ubacharta b'chayim. That's his rank out. His name is Chayim. Lishtos ma'ayim mi borcha. V'noz l'mitoch bericha. Reveis the rabbi ben atam lahatir heterim. Chomet yai nesech. Not already right now. Okay. Kama adisa b'dim yoncha. V'yom ha'vadayin lo nasu chiburin ala Talmud. Ki imat mizer. Shiltos lovul doz pirish rach v'rashi. Kam be'el ha'im ben dava chodesh ha'kosu b'talmud. Ki im b'yir ha'mat al sefes. Rabbein atam is rab guvrei. Kechem mehem yosem ha'chavis ha'pikiyas. Ma'ashachidish b'talmud. Kol chachma yisrol ha'mitzom ha'yom kulam. Kiklipus ha'shum. All Chachmei Yisrael now, the Rivash, when the Rivash lived in the 15th century, are all like the peel of a garlic, uchegargir shumshum, a sesame seed, neged echem itamid dev haktanim, from in the time's smallest students. For yamar ponel dvaro, and he writes from the Talmud, v'ato, kvotcha b'mkomoch amuna, kvotcha, it's less common left this guy. Whatever, even from a Vali, I don't think I've read like this. Your honor, which is in its place, a pretty bad place right now. Ain't chame bi rav and merecho. Ki maisa listo. O edus shehe, heyat al irahi. She was sorokin boha bachuros. The girl, come to him. You've got those enough membeis. You say, I'll also his mutter. If you found a mechaber who says mutter is a b'shabbos, if you found a mechaber and you found him, hech rashti. Something or other. Vina, not for now. Amati, Apa Pishet, as they're near the Zorla Hamon, but you're totally the Royal Alimo. Alright? The Rajma said it, okay, Shazatra. Head the street of Machaj Mazkop, Lonim to the Shun Machaba Mephorish, Bistro Burla Kol, Uposha Machol Yisro, Vamine Mochiach. Other thing about Sukkos now, so I don't know. Sukkos. We've got Sukkos right now. It's not Venus Akum. He keeps ranking out. This is unbelievable. I mean, if you have time, you can read all these ranks. They're brilliant. The literary power of the Rivash is absolutely fantastic. Tchila. The Mutlis over after all this rank. This is all rank out. I'm going to skip the last part. Okay? The Mutlis for Shabbos. Dabba Bar the Asur. Nazir. It's called in Shabbos. Daf Nunim and Beis. Take a look, Rabosi. Tell us to look. Look, Nunim and Beis. Rabosi, look what's inside the Gemara itself. Screens are only screens. Nunim and Beis. Please look inside, Rabosi. Nunim and Beis. Here we go. What's in Nunim and Beis? Nunim and Beis, Rabosi. What does the Gemara say? In the following halacha, the top line. Nazir Chofei from a fast face. Have a low sorry. Okay? So the Gemara on the last line of Nunam and Aleph, quoted the machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, Dov Hashem Eskaven is Mutter. What do you mean? Have a low yochef em saro. Rabbi Shimon, Mishra Kishore, the Tanan, Nozir Chol Mephas, have a low sorry. Okay? So apparently it's permissible. Right? The Gemara says, So soring is us. Cholvem is just a rub is okay, but not soring. Says Rashi b'mesrei, b'masrei the vaday meishir. So before Shigemar with respect to Nazir, and presumably with respect to Shabbos as well, the most seems to equate the two. That's not allowed. How can you Chayim, whatever your name is, say it's mutter when the Gemara says b'feirish avolo soring, okay? And Tosha says one liner. Doesn't say psikration, that's part of the problem. It says mechani. But that's what it says. Okay? He quotes the Gemara Masechta Nazir. Nirim Pshat Sugizu. Ain Shrik of Sikreshe. Abel Ostim Tamashim Miskav and Hashem Nim Amadudolim. Can a Dava Borosh also the Sukh Mashabis? And with Miskav and Hashem. Elamai, you'll say. Elamai, you'll say. Like this. A nose, he has a lot of hair. But a plain person, not. That's ridiculous. The other way around. A nose, what's the point? He's going to take it, it's going to come off anyway soon. See, I think that's a no distinction whatsoever. Fine. Not done yet. Watch this. Oh, Rashi says here in Afnun, segregation. Now Rashi didn't say the word segregation, but he said, Avalo sorry, the masrei, the vadai meshir. That interprets to me segregation. Because if it's not Rabosai, if it's not Eina Miskavin, it's Miskavin, you don't need vadai. So the question is, how do you reconcile Rashi in Shabbos Afnun with the Mefurash Gemara in Nazir, which says you are Mechavin? Take a look at Rabosai in Likute Rashi. Who has the Likute Rashi? Raise your hand. Who does not have the Likute Rashi? You don't have? On the side. You have a Gemara in front of you?
No, I don't have.
Well, maybe computers has the Likute Rashi too, so I can't answer. But look at the original Rashi. This Rashi is coming from. Avalo Sorek. Is it coming from Payal to Bays or Nazir and Bays? It doesn't say. Are you sure? Because let me just check for a second. Payal to Bays, yes. Yeah, so I want to look for a second. Hold on. Just 1 second. Yes, he's calling for Payal to Bays. Take a look at this. Everybody has Payal to Bays, the third from the left, fourth to the last Rashi of the page. Four lines up. Avalo Sorek with Masrei. The Vadai Meshir Sayer, Umodu Rabbi Shimon of the Segregation of Layamas. Here it's explicit. It's Segregation of Layamas. Frek the Helig of Rivosh, Rashi against the Gemara. Tosfos quotes the Gemara accurately. What does the Gemara say? The Fisha, what does it say over here? Vlasharas Nimin Abdul Nichavin. It's not a Segregation. It's a Miskavin. My Afghamina, we already saw a few Afghamina, it's called the Serm Mishonim, right? Called the Serm Mishonim. It's only a Chi of Chatas by Mechav and not by Segregation. Quote other Rishon and Meshit Rishon, again, both. It's only also Bishari service, Tom Bishari Sum by the Easter of Nazar Lo Yigaleach, wouldn't apply to Shabbos. So what do you, there's a big difference if it's a discovery of Segregation. So what do you do with Rashi? Rashi against the Gemara. That's the discussion. Watch. Eich Nelmo Halacha Rabosai. Mefureshes b'kama me'ene maragola. Rashi will hold maragola. The benazim mashma tamashim davim miskaven to mashlam to lemala. Hev shalom shnu le'arabs arabs Rashi shemhoya isur asriga b'neishem miskaven lohoyla l'tana l'hafnis isur asriga b'nechafifa b'nesef v'chol b'pispus b'nechafifa b'adama osur b'shma b'neishem b'sheres hashar hoyla l'tana l'sharas b'shna b'fnei atzma. Nazir also the took Al-Kate, yeah. Al-Kate Haven or Abzal. Shakol and Mishum Segregation. Heter Hafifa by Pittsburgh Lohanim Segregation. The Yisra Asriko Shum Segregation. Also Rabbi Shmuel Shum Segregation. Aye, Lahashir. No. The Maksha thought Yesh Striko Lohanim Segregation. In Yisra Gordon Rosho. Ukfutsos of Sturoslo Tal Talim. The ain Barosho Nimin and Middle Dolin Os Evshlo Yoshir say a cloud. Rabbi says, no, it's a psigratio. Why? Watch this. Shane Adam Sorek Elok Sheyesh Nimin Middle Dolin Barosho. Kidela Hashir. Why is the person coming here? Only one reason. The Rabbi can only think of one reason. What's the reason? To get rid of the loose hairs that are floating in his hair. Why? Why? Because if he has no loose hairs, Rabbi Osai, Lo Yashir Seir Klal, Rabbi says, no. Ain't other historic element, Sheshnim and Dildon Rosh, and Ashiron. Shen Asrika Dover Acher, Rak, Lahafsek Nim and Hamad Dildon, Panak Sharon Zubazu. The point of combing your hair is to get rid of the knots. Rabbi Osai, I don't have a sister here. Who is a sister? Is that true that they comb to get rid of the knots? Is that true?
I think so.
Okay, so Rav Asher must have a sister or a wife or a mother or a daughter. He was told, right, you comb your hair to get rid of the knots. Okay, and the minute you get rid of the knots, by definition, the hair is going to come out. Watch this now. Below b'shuftin yaskina. What's the word shuftin? You don't know the word shuftin? What?
Stupid
people. You know, it's a trillion-dollar industry in America. But they're all stupid people, according to Rav Asher. What? She is to the Vatala. They're going to comb their hair if there's no knots. We all know people comb their hair with no knots. What can I tell you?
The Brady Bunch, they have seen them.
You might have the Brady Bunches, but the Rav Asher says, it's the Vatala shuftening. I guess the Brady Bunch is shuftening. I don't know. Why should a guy be so stupid as to comb his hair when there's no knots? Okay. Efshe b'chal de ve'rova shagam ken mechav on the hasir keva ch'ein adam sog adam ken ishim b'midul dolem yefshe l'afina mechne kishura rak b'ashar. There's no way to get out the knots without pulling out the hair. Impossible. Ken al kochach mechav on the hasira shereen ha-sfika rak l'hafir ha-saras b'ashar shizay shichat l'ktosim n'akshir l'mata or she told shemei karan for yid n'akshir shirashi ma'shapir shu'atza v'pere rabosa adam tzadi dalit Pokeses, Metakenes, Saras, Masre, Shimbona, and say Gozes, Segresha, means, doesn't mean Srika, doesn't mean the Srika. It's not like Bona, whatever, it means something else. I'm not going to this report right now. Okay. Now, we have Rabosai as follows. There's a bunch of rank outs, but they're not going to, let's try to skip it. Oh man, as you go, woo! Try to get some points. Trying to find the Orach. I don't see it yet. I hope I didn't skip it yet. Watch this expression from Yiddish. We don't, he's a Sfarid, we know it from Yiddish. But Tamachasha Gosavta. The came in the Epsha Yikra Sha'oda Mechod Yisrok Pamachas B'Yoivel. That's a Yiddish expression. Once in a Yoivel. So it comes from the Rav Asher already. He's speaking Hebrew. And came, Balab Segresha. Okay? If it's what we call Koral Segresha. Okay? He says like this. Chochom Shekamoska, Boshnu Midvarecha. We're embarrassed by you. Ech Yasu Midvarem Alolo. Hadaber boru, shem also noch psigresha, also lo av mish lo adam achel hoim psigresha. Ksubas also boki lo boki, even though ksubas by dam sulam and Shabbos v'yontem etc. Doesn't make a difference. Depends on this guy himself. Depends on other people. He comes after him. Okay, fight. It'll be once in the yovel that's going to happen. Altsar hazorus. Right? We don't take into account Tzad HaZorus. We don't take into account at all. We're not going to all his riots. Srika, Im Yikra Pamachas B'Yoivil, Shal Nabok Yilisuk B'Nachas Lo Yoshev Sar, O Shiyu Rosh of Sar Kvar, Em Rosh Nudu Dolem Pshurin, Shiror Lesser B'Zeh, B'Zeh B'Nei Zeh, V'Kol Kenu, etc. Miyuta to the Miyuta, we don't take it into account. You can try to bring the rice to the Gemara. We'll get the Korah's observation hopefully later, if not today, then tomorrow. But see how it is. Okay. This is so long, I'm trying to get to my main point. You thought that the introduction was long. I guess it wasn't so long compared to the children. Okay. Oh, here it is. Finally, I got to my once. This is what I want to talk about. Finally. Top line. Oda Marta. Now we get Rabos until now. It was exciting, but Tachlis is right now. Sorry it took so long to get here. This is the Tachlis point which the Sharatzian quoted. We're going to see it now. It's an original. Oda Marta. She'afim tiyasrik of segresha muteris. Fi soros bala oroksa. L'modei Rav Shimon b'segreisha l'heichat the nichalei v'nena b'davar l'heichat the osel le'ibud lo k'sav the shachronim zalech v'yul b'rayis b'ruz k'dvarav. What you brought two rice, sukalam gimel beis shanach riti, that's one. And in one case, which you didn't discuss in Yuma, the flamed dalit, it's a question of tziruf. You're putting hot metal into cold water in the mikveh, and it's tziruf, it says psikresh lo nichale, hitum. That's the misreich of the Zaisa case. Lu yehi kedirim al orachza. Is an arguendo that we're even Rosh Hashanah can see the Aruch is right. But Lidvarecha, right? According to what you said, that the Aruch is correct, we're not out of the woods yet. Why? If you're right, Hinei Bekan Osu. Why? Dinene Bahashara Sasar. It is Nichole. Kevin Shu wrote about Froda Sasara Samaduldala Manichar. He soon must get rid of the knots. Shem Nimnoe Ha Froda Bezula Sashara. What do I call this, Rabbi Osai? Super sick ratio. There's no way to get rid of the knots, no way, without pulling out the hairs. If Cain, Nenu Bashara, he's labeled as someone who's having Hanoah from the Hashara. In which case, the is considered to have Hanoah, and if it has Hanoah, it's considered to be a Mechavin, and it's Osir. Venasrika Dover Acher, Rak Hashara, Sasar, it's one and the same. Kamoshka Safti Lamala, Pershi Denoza, Bechola Sorek. Right, he's mechaven. Now show us nilin ol dudal. What does it mean? He's mechaven to get rid of the knots, and then therefore, by definition, he's labeled as tulip segresha. He's labeled as mechaven on the pulling out of the hairs from the scalp as well. So therefore, you're going to be chayav no matter what. I would do the Gemara Kuf Yizayim and Beis. Kol Shor Ozel Ibud. Lo mechayav segreisha. Kem neshach alei bebarzeh. No. Ein derech hafshot al bekach. I feel mechayav lo mechayav, as Rashi says over there in Kuf Yizayim. That doesn't apply over here. Here's the neshach alei bebarzeh, he says. I'm going to the details right now. Especially that many rejected the Aruch, including the Ramban and many other Gedolim. Ad Kan. So we got to the main point, which we saw one line in the Sharat Ziyun, and we saw many, many lines over here in the Sefer Tshuvos HaRivoshim and Shin Tzadi Dalid. And again, there's much more to be said, but we, I think, cover the main part of the substance of dispute. One second. Quite lengthy. So I'm sure the Aruch is wrong. But that's not a discussion. We want to know if the Aruch is right. It says Stira the Dvarav against the Aruch from various sources against the Aruch. But that's not the main point. To paraphrase this to the Rivash, had the Aruch been a sufficient basis for this Reb Chaim, who was matirit, the Rivash would have been silent. Because if you follow the Rashba, I'd be silent, even though I don't agree with it. If you follow the Aruch had also been sound. Okay. Achashen is bar at length, stiras divi bal Aruch. Hamatl chathil of segresha, and less I know mine. He name Asharas a service, you got a segresha, the divi Rashi Missy also. And there are Hatar Srika Bishavas with Shamponim. Krasat in the Malo. Half of divi Aruch bal Aruch on Asura. He tells you, oh, the Shulta said it's Asur. The Smag said it's Asur. Who else? Well, nimsa shum poistik of mechaber shadus rika. May all of them know that mekana for potzefelatir acha kamto. Ah, you found in katlinglonia beer hachamim gadol mashakalas abachurus hayisog and rashan limocha biyadam. Gamanimi katlonia kamocha. Ve'imi oisir gadol hachamim gadol and yorsa miircha. My dad is tougher than your dad, right? My city is wiser than your city. Oh, mitaknos me'ad sarosha, b'kli ha'osur misaros ha'chazir, a soft brush, not a comb. But if you do a shein bo b'shem asher ha'seh when a soft brush is used, od lo ha'vip segresha, gam b'bei risi edus chanika, shagam b'yar hi yoysa s'rika asu olem, lefid v'recho lo ha'isa rak me'a b'churos v'akalos, avol ha'nosh lo ha'yusokim, kim ha'yechat sorg bo, he's a man gamala anashim, like he's a covet edus. Hello, Michu, a chachamim, a dolem, shiva, a bachuas, a kalos, ulai hoya, fisha lo hoya, a kabas, a mutam, shiva, shal, a maya mezidin. Woo! Adka. Wow, what a chuba. Unbelievable, Rabosai. Then goes on to his porous, his green, it's not already right now. Rabosai, you heard it? Powerful, right? Yeah.
Was that last distinction between the different types of brushes?
Yeah. He said, you're allowed to use a soft brush made from pig's hair. It was very soft. It would pull out of the hairs. Hard comb is hard. You know what a hard comb is like. Adka. Rabosai, this poor Rab Chaim got a real musa shmooze from the Rivosh. He says we don't follow the Aruch. And even if we did, the Aruch would agree. It's prohibited, and it's quoted in one line in the Sha'arat Zion. In Simon Shin Gimel, Sifkoton, Ayin Dalat. What's the trap? I call it super segregation. Because the Aruch only argues by a plain segregation. By super segregation, there's no other way in the world to do it, the Aruch would agree it's awesome. Can they really? Okay? That's what we read the line before. Narabosai, we have an expression. It's called Tamidei Chachamim Marvim Shalom Ba'olam. Right? What do? When the giant of giants argued. Rabosai, Rab Chaim Brisk has a piece in which he writes by Riches that the Rambam holds like the Aruch. Everyone wants the Rambam on his side, right? Yeah, of course. Rab Chaim with all Shtikl Torah, not going there right now, he says that according to the Rambam, the Aruch is correct. Segregation lo nichale is mutter. Who argues with him? The holiest of holies. The Chazon Ish, whose 60th yahrzeit was yesterday, I believe. Am I correct? 60th yahrzeit. Can you imagine this? Godel Shem Gedol. His 60th yahrzeit was yesterday, and he disagrees. He says, no, the Rambam holds against the Aruch. Segregation lo nichale is, in fact, awesome. They're being riots back and forth. May I make an initial suggestion? Botla machlekes. Yimar b'shalom bol. What the Rambam held. I'll tell you why. If it's what I call the regular psikresha, so the Mekemes HaMishna proved to us, by the omission of the Rambam of the four kimtis, three or four kimtis, Hamos, a regular psikresha is not a psikresha at all. It's mutter even by Nichole. The only time the Rambam considers a psikresha is what? What I call the what, eh? No, help me out? Suvim psikresha. If it's a suvim psikresha called the Rivash, the Yarach agrees that it's mutter. So what's the machloekus? Is it gedor legedor 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 learlam? Whether the Rambam holds like the Aruch or against the Aruch, there's no room for any machloekus. Why? It's a regular psikresha. The Rambam holds not psikresha at all. So what if it's nichalim? And if it's a suma psikresha, going to the Rivash, the Aruch agrees that it's also even though it's lo nichalim. But the machloekus, Rabbi said. But the machloekus. Meridik. Meridik. For many, many years, I walked around with this pride and joy, the Yimar B'Sholom Bo. However, we learned Shabbos 10 years ago or so, last time around, it came to my attention that I think that I'm incorrect. In order to prove the point of those who correctly, I believe, disagree with my initial premise, we have to look at the Rambam himself. Rambam himself. The Rambam and the beginning of Hilchos Shabbos. Perek Aleph. We'll start with Halacha. Hey, this is this verse. Let me start. Watch this. Let's read from the beginning. The Rambam says, What greater expositor of halacha exists in history than the Rambam? Master at explaining halacha. Correct, the Rambam? Nobody better than the Rambam. Nobody. Let's read from the beginning. Dvarim hamutarim, lasosim b'shabes. Uveshas asiyosan efshe shetayosan b'glola malacha v'efshe shalot tayosan. Lo neskai v'losan malacha v'ezem mutar. What do we call this? Dover nu? Help. What's this called? Dover shen neskai. He passed like a shimon against a Yehuda. Ketzat goroz amita kisev u'migdol chayosan b'an b'shabes. Uvelvad sheyiskav lach b'chrit. V'kaka b'shas k'ay rosan. Lefichach. Im chafu ha-kaka ein ha-choshesh. V'kach lefi shalot neskai. Okay, Mahalach Adam Al Gabi Asov and Bishabas Vashal Yiskav Nagarosa. The Fichach, and they're Kru Eina Choshin. He didn't do an Avera. Rochetz Yoda Be'ofer HaPeres Shichayotzebo, but Vashal Yiskav and Nohashir Aseya. The Fichach, and Rosh Eina Choshin. Three examples. Watch this now, the fourth. Pirtza Dechuka. He takes it literally. It's a difficult opening, he's trying to get through the opening. I'm not going to go through the opening, it's found in Ksubas Avav, those who don't know. We're discussing something that's much more simple and easy to discuss. There's an opening in a wall, and you want to get through the wall. A person wants to walk through that opening. Mutl dikonis of the Shabbos. Afal pisha meshir tsroros. When you walk through, your body, your shoulder, bangs against the side, and little tsroros. How should we say it? Rough edges, which are right now in the doorway, being knocked out by your shoulder, it's of no consequence. The chain, watch the words now. Kol davar she'eino miskaven kigon ze hareza mutar. Now you notice over here, the Rambam doesn't say efsher and efsher. Here he said it three times. Efsher of efsher. Efsher yes, efsher no. What did he say? Until now he said, well, maybe yes, maybe no. Im Noshar, Im Nekru, Im Chofru, Im, all three Ims. It wasn't a Havkavon. The last and fourth case, no Im. Pirsa Duchuka, Mutlikon de Meshavis, Afal Pisha Meshit Tzroros. It's a fact. A fact, Rebosai. No? It doesn't say, Lefichach Im Heshir Enachoshish. No, it's a fact. What is this case, Rebosai? What does it seem to be? Help me out. Upsik reisha what? On a simple read of the Rambam, even though you didn't really analyze upsik reisha yet, next halacha. The simple read of the Rambam is upsik reisha lo nichle. It's mutter. It's not called a mechamim. Halacha vav. Also, my Sarah Bosai, watch this now. Vinasas Biglolo Malocho, Shevada Teosa Michelosa Mysa, Alpha Pish on the Skyman Lochayo, Shadova Yadua, Sheemshishlo Teosa Osa Malocho, Keta, Hershitzor of the Roche Oaf, the Saki Bowl of Cotton, you need the chicken's head as a plaything for your child, Vachotach Roche Bishabis, you cut off that of the chicken. Afal pi shein, watch this now, here's a key phrase. Afal pi shein sof megamoso. What's a megama? What's a megama? Goal, right? Goal? What's the best word to use? Objective?
This is subject.
Really? What's a megama always so meant to, huh? What?
Right. Yeah, yeah.
Objective, a goal. You're trying to reach this objective of a goal. That's the wrong. Maybe in certain educational spheres they use it as a subject, but it really means that megama is a goal or an objective. But here's the key word coming up right now. Afal pi she'ein sof megamoso lahariga sa'ov buvad chayef. Why? Shadav yadua she'efshal she'achtav rosh ha'chay v'yichya l'yom el ha'mavaz bar b'shvilo. Anything else like that? Rabbi said, which word is the most important word on this line?
Bilvad.
Huh? Bilvad. You got it. The word bilvad is dynamite. Dynamite. What's it doing here? What should Rambam have said otherwise? He should have said, Afal pi she'ein stov megamos alariga za'ov. He doesn't care about it at all. Chayev. That would be those who oppose the Aruch. However, if you hold like the Aruch, you understand the word Bilvad. Right? He's not only looking for, it's Taganichale, but it's not his main intention. Then you chayev. The simple pshat in the word Bilvad, as the simple pshat in the line, last line of Halacha, hey, Rambam holds like the Aruch. Like the Aruch. Like the Aruch. So the Chazon Ish, in his commentary on the Rambam, you think would he be there in links, Rambam?
No.
Not in links.
Chazon Ish?
No. On the first year Rambam, maybe it'll be? Let's see. Is the Chazon Ish on the Rambam? We'll see in a minute. Go back to Rambam. Rambam on the first year. We'll see if he has Chazon Ish. O Shekein, O Shalom. Like that, right? Nah. Too bad. I'll read it to you. We get the words of Chazanish. These are the words. The Halakha Chazanish was 60th Yahrzeit was yesterday. We're still analyzing every single word that he says, all over the world. This is Godel Shabbat Gedolim. These are his words in Chazanish al Rambam. Quote, Ustimas advarim aft lo ichbas lebe misa sa'of. He wants to say Pshat and Rambam, even though he doesn't care if the animal, if the bird dies or doesn't die. But watch this now. Watch the words. V'loshon bilvad eino muvan. The word makes no sense, if I'm right. V'nireh shumiyutar. It's a typo. The word, the bilvad should be excised from the Rambam. I don't have a Frank Allen in this room. They have every sheet of Nusach in history. There's not one of them. The simple pshat, the godless of the Chazon Ish notwithstanding, the simple pshat, that the word Bilvad, he himself realized that the word Bilvad is against him. So he crossed it out. But we can't just cross out words. The simple pshat, the word Bilvad, is that segregation on Nihilay is mutter, and the simple read of the last line of Lacha Hay as well. Simple read. I want to take it a step further on both sides. It seems to me that according to the Rambam, this is going to sound astounding to you. It's going to sound mind-boggling to you. This Chaim, who was bearing the rank out of the Rivosh ad infinitum, is right. He held that the Aruch was matir, even in a case of what we called subsegregation. Seems to me, from this Rambam, that he's matir as well. Even though it's subsegregatio, cutting off the bird is no way to cut off the head of the bird without killing the bird. Impossible. No way in the world. Impossible. Afal Pikain, he says, it's only usher if ain't sof megamos alarigas of bilvan. You really want a plaything for your child. That's what you really want. Yeah, yeah, but it's part of your megama is that the bird should be dead. It's also a megama. Whatever, it shouldn't bother you, whatever reason. Otherwise, you'd be part. So it appears. It's interesting, Rabosai. The Sefer called the Kapos Tomorrow that we'll have in the first year Shas. Achronim al Talmud. Kapos Tomorrow. The Kabbalah Tzmar Masechta Sukkah on Daf Lamed Gimel of Beis has a problem. Take a look. Yehuda, Rav Shimon, right? Likton la'achila, eyes of segresha. Also a segresha story. I'm not sure I'll be able to find it because it's quite lengthy. We'll just wait another minute. You found it? I'm looking for this Rambam. Observation, that would be the Nichole. Luichbaslay, he wants to say it's Potter. Tenshul the Gufa. Okay, that's for sure. Tenshul the Gufa. Maybe it's even Mutter. At least it's Potter. Close the figure. Now, if I hate, let's see, that's the Shama. This is pretty long. Rambam. Hold ain't shiru the gufa is chayav rabosai. The Rambam happens to hold that. Perik ayah halacha zayin. That's chayav against almost all of the rishon. Oh, quotes our Rambam. Perik ayah halacha vav. What does it say? Quotes our Rambam verbatim. Torah the rosh of. Mitoch mashakosav, shen sof megamosel arikas of bilvad. Mashma, the marish of Mechabe Mechatichas of the base kavanos. One, shitzchok akot merosh of the main thing, right? But also what? Arikas of. Double kashali, the lama leitaim of the Mechabe Mechatichas of. Afila shalom yechavin klal. And this on the cotton, brush off, vilu hoya lo rosh off, chotach lo hoya chotach rosh off zeh, vata de elo chotach rosh off zeh, like it's the cotton, dim se shaylo, kibe narigas off klal, afilu ochi, kibe narigas off, u mukrachas, modi rab shimon de chayim, lo habi molocha shen tzvichu de gufa, rab shimon and rabbi pass like a beauty in any event. Why does he have the word that off is bavad? That's his kasha. The kabbalah has a tremendous kasha, rabbi Osman. Tremendous kasha. The word bilvad is against him. It was saying now no. Rabosa, let's figure this out. According to the Mekevis HaMishnah, the only time according to the Rambam is psikresha is when? When? What I call suma psikresha. And in that very case, the Rambam says, lo nichalei es mutter. Fascinating, Rabosai. The Eglei Tal was tried to be Melamed Tzchus on those who comb their hair on Shabbos. It's not being Matarit, it's Melamed Tzchus. Some Gozei's Sifkot and Yudalit. He says like this. He says, the hairs that are detached when you comb them are those that are fundamentally not strongly attached right now. It's called Nimin Midldolin or Soros Midldolos. There was a psikresha rabosai, the lo nichale, by the rabbanon. Oh, the rivosh, the shoal said, it's permissible. Of course, the question rabosai becomes, the Rambam distinguishes between possible otherwise and impossible otherwise. That's the Mekevus HaMishnah's main theme. That means clearly, that distinction only makes sense, rabosai, if you hold the Svarav Chad Maisa, it's Chazer again. If you hold the consider to be a Mechaven, it makes no difference, Rabosai, whether it could have been done this way, it could have been done a different way. It's irrelevant. A Psikresha is labeled as a Mechaven. It's also no matter what. Okay, they could have done it. It's irrelevant. Only if it's Chad Maisa, does that make a distinction? Makes a difference. If it's indivisible completely, it's Chad Maisa. But if you could have found a way to do it differently, then it's not called Chad Maisa. But the Rambam says not that way. The Rambam holds like the Mekevus and Mishnah, it's only Subah Pesach Gresha is Asur. If all these Subah Pesach Gresha is Asur, that means he holds from the Svar of Chad Maisa. If he holds the Svar of Chad Maisa, then why do we say, I'm Pesach Gresha lo Nichalei is Mutah? How do you explain the Rambam? Let me tell you as follows. Rabbo say, we have a Chakira, as Rabbi Chonan had in his Kovitz Shurim Simon Yud Ches. So in the traditional yeshivas, the Chakira goes like this. It's either A or B. Either this side, what's this side? Pesach Gresha is called a Mechavin. That's chat number one. Or B, Pesach Gresha is called Chad Maisa. We will Mechadish chat in Toys and Afkul Gimel, that it's both. I mean both. It means either. Either it's us or else, if it's Torah's Mechavin, that's the case of Pesach Gresha, the Nichale by the Rabbonans. Or you can be Chayav if it's a Chad Maisa. What's that case? Sigresha, let's chazer again. Sigresha, the lo nichle by the rice. All of them both together. One acts off the chad maisa, one acts off the mechah. But there's a fourth possibility. Right. There's two sons of the chakir. Either we follow one side, we follow the mechah. That's the only way you're chayv. Or we say chad maisa, that's the only way you're chayv. Or we say either. Only have either. Or we say, what's left? Both. You're only chai if you have both. If you're number one a mechavin, and number two, it's chad maisa. What is the upshot of that point of view? The upshot is as follows. The upshot is the only time we even begin to talk about Pesach Gresha is in the case of Supah. Because if it's not Supah Pesach Gresha, we don't label those Chad Maisa. Only Supah Pesach Gresha is Chad Maisa. But even after we said that, we say as follows, Rav Osai. We say like this. If it's Chad Maisa, then we label you as a Mechavi. The same way as those who argue the Arab say that we label you as a mechavein, even if you don't want it, as long as it's what we call a regular Pesach Gresha, the Rambam takes it a step further. We'll label you as a mechavein only in a case, Rabbi Osai, where it's a super Pesach Gresha. But you have to label the mechavein. But if it's lo nichole, it's not mechavein. So the only time you're ever going to be chayav of Pesach Gresha is if you have a combination of both factors on both sides. Number one, it's super, and number two, it's nichole. That's the Rambam, we saw it. He seems to say it in the Halacha Vav explicitly. The Chaz Anish wanted to cross it out, the word Bilvat, which is not the Pashup Shah. Kappas Prom got stuck with the Kasha. We have an answer. This is a breakthrough of us. It means that the Rambam is the biggest maker of all. And therefore, it's arguable that the Aruch is also in that camp. Either Rivash called them all kinds of names. No. Torahi, the little bit on the Tzrichim. You want to be Malabat Chus on those individuals who are combing their hair on the grounds that they're Shuftani. Insanity defense, right? They're Shuftani. They're combing their hair without any intention to take out the knots. They're not interested in knots. Stop cutting the hair. Or you have to take out knots, you don't want to pull the hair out, pull it out. Whatever it may be. A limud schus. Now we also have 2 minutes to go, and we started late, and I apologize. But let's analyze something which is very important, which is going to be tomorrow's shiur. I'd like to complete the union of segregation tomorrow. I'd like to, everyone say, if we can. And the next sugi is bonus. Have you finished these makaros yet?
Almost
done? Well, then maybe I'll help have some makaros tomorrow. Dove. Maybe I don't have to rush so much first thing in the morning, but I'll try to be there by 9. We'll have some Mitzvah Shem, some... Well, I mean, I don't know. Truth is, I'm not guaranteed we'll be finished tomorrow. It's a great show, but... we'll put it this way. If you won't finish by tomorrow, we'll finish by Tuesday. So by Tuesday, I have to soon be ready for bonus. So I'll try to have the Mount Makaros ready tomorrow if I can. Busy day today, but we'll try. And this way you'll have at least some of the Marvel comments to go, and then maybe we'll have supplemental ones. Because Bona is like, I think this is beats them all. I think this is of all the Malachas, that's a pretty long Malachas. Bona, Sosa, Magma, Padish, I think this is the biggest. It's a huge undertaking. So, we'll hopefully start, if not tomorrow, start on Tuesday. Rabbi say, open to the Bir Halacha, please. Right over here at Siman Shin Gimel. Just read this and then. Oh, I'm so sorry, I knocked out the Mount Paris. No Kedusha to whichever series comes. Lachuf! Watch this. Lachuf! Isa Bishas. The Pokes is also Bishim Shvus. Okay. Because the Rivash, the Rashi is a similar Bosov. When I take it, Misakenes, or the Masik over here there. Because the Rivash. Ain't Kavanos Rashi, but that Misrika is also Bishim Gozes. Oh, so I'm so reckless with Masrek. Lutikan Acha and Asa with Masrek. Efshu Tatika Shosna and Oros. Acha Sharoshan like a Sorek Yofe. It's already pre-called from before Shabbos. The Eimel Chashashal Sasharas on him, and they've knocked out all the knots on their hair. What do they do then? Rochts and Amasrek B'Shem Torah P'mayim U'mavirin Amasrek Al Rosh Al Abikbo Asaras U'mazu U'lashkiyun Al Rosh. What do you call this?
Gel.
And some of that to make the hair stick. If you have a sister, you may know that this exists in certain circles. It's a double opinion. Atkal Nashon. Mashma. Dibbala Vachi. If it's not opinion. Shari Lasso Zatikun Acha Shekfar Hoya Harosh Sorek Yofe. Eno Osa Rakla Hashke Vaseya. All quoted from the Magen Avraham. I, the Rivash Asers. Shamayish Lohoya Harosh Adayin Sorek Yofe. The Alkane Apatikun Ma'at Tolesh Seyev Amasra. Fine. What does it say? Chlorin Bir Alocha. If the hair is pre-combed, Rabbi Osai, you may comb on a Shabbos. I ask you the following question. Does this go against the principle of supersegregation? I have a case in which I can comb my hair on Shabbos without pulling out hairs. So why don't we say that it's always mutter to comb hair on Shabbos? I found the case. The case is pre-combed hair. Pre-combed hair. So on a simple level, what does it mean? That's ridiculous. You have to find the case when the present circumstance you can do a bit without integration. I can pour small drops in the present circumstance of the fire and not extinguish it. I can get the skin off the animal in the present circumstance without a skinning process, just taking tweezers. I can cover the beehive in the present circumstance without protecting the sun and the rain, without trapping it. How? Putting a hole. With me so far? These are two cases which are problematic. Ara Didei. It's my land. It's my land. Since there's no way that I can take out some of the excess waste and not be metakan as a karka. My land. It's my land. Rabosa. It's my land. Moreover, I have no other hadassim. I have this only these three hadassim, no more. In these circumstances, pulling out the berry is a tikkun. This requires some more subtle definitions of what's called possible and impossible. Tomorrow, Mr. Shem, at 1 o'clock, exactly 24 hours, we'll resume. If you have anything to say about it, please let me know before that. I'll quote you. Okay. Good. And I apologize for being a little late today, but as I said, you know where I was.